In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Christos voskrese. That'll be the last time that we say that this season, because the leave-taking of Pascha is this week and then Ascension. And we won't have liturgy until Thursday, so Ascension. So we won't say it again as a group in the liturgy until next year. And that makes me think about this story about the blind man. There's a lot of aspects to this story about this blind man, that he obeyed Jesus doing something that was really very odd and subjected him to ridicule. We could talk about that quite a bit. We could talk about the hatred of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, how it blinded them to a miracle before their eyes that they should have been happy for. We could talk about some of the theological aspects of this story, and there are many. But every time I read this story, what hits me, penetrates into my heart, is the blind man's courage and how, as revelation occurred to him, he reacted to it with courage and with integrity. That's what has to be the way you live. What will you do after the healing? What will you do after Pascha? What will you do after baptism? What will you do after marriage? A great grace is given to us, and we must then grow with this grace. We must change. We must have the courage to live according to this grace. The Pharisees and the Sadducees didn't. The parents of the blind man didn't. They were cowards. You cannot be a Christian if you're a coward. It's just not possible. You must have courage. Now, when people think of courage, I think they think of a person who's not afraid when there's imminent physical threat. That's one kind of courage. But the kind of courage that you must have to be a Christian is that you must listen to what God says and not to what the world says. Now, the world is going to say that you're crazy. The world is going to say that you're foolish. The world is going to try to press you into its way of thinking. It happens all the time to each one of us every day. If you're courageous, you will listen to what God says only. And then you'll be like the blind man. You've had your initial healing from your blindness, baptism. And as you walk the Christian life and struggle to live according to the commandments, not like the world struggles, the world doesn't believe in the commandments. The world has made up its own commandments, its anti-commandments. If you live according to the commandments, not afraid that someone's going to label you as extreme or phobic or legalistic or something other, some other thing, or words worse than that. If you live according to the commandments, then God will reveal himself to you in stages, just like happened to the blind man. That's the most fascinating part of this story, is how the blind man, after his initial healing, where he was given eyes, gradually was presented with temptations, and as he reacted to each one of those temptations with courage, he had revelation. He knew something more. And finally, after he was cast out of the synagogue because of his courage, the Lord revealed himself to him, since obviously he hadn't seen the Lord previously, and he became a disciple. By the way, being cast out of the synagogue was a big deal. First of all, he was considered unclean because he had no eyes. So all of his life he'd been an outcast. Now he finally could be in. And then immediately he's out. That most people would try to sort of soft sell things a little bit, like his parents did. But he reacted with courage. This is the lesson that this gospel reading teaches me every time I read it. And I hope it teaches you too. Don't be afraid to be a Christian. Don't be afraid to say you're a Christian. Don't be afraid to live as a Christian. And not just in an outward way where people know that you're a Christian because you have a cross or because you make the sign of the cross before you eat or because you're not afraid to tell somebody, no, thank you, I don't want to have any cheese enchiladas today. And they say, why? And you say, well, because it's Wednesday. Don't be afraid to do those things. But this is not the courage that is the most critical. The courage that's the most critical is what occurs when you're alone. That is when you decide you're going to live the right way, even though the right way has pitfalls in this world. It's difficult. We are now coming to an age rapidly, very, very rapidly, where thought is going to be legislated against. You might think me to be an alarmist. We see that people have drunk crazy water and are saying crazy things, and anyone who doesn't say those crazy things is castigated. And there are movements, legal movements, to make what we think illegal. You have to have the courage to live according to what is right. That's the lesson of this gospel. Let's look just a little bit at the blind man and how he was courageous and how the Lord rewarded him with inspiration and with knowledge. There's another aspect of this that is very important. The blind man didn't know everything, and he made some mistakes because of his ignorance. This is sort of in microcosm our life. We live as Christians, but we make mistakes. We don't always do the right thing. But if we are courageous, God will reward us, and we will find the way. So, after his healing, everybody sees him, but they see him with eyes. By the way, if you didn't know, he had no eyes. He had empty eye sockets. The Lord actually created eyes for him. And so he looked the same but different. And so people are going around saying, I think it's him. No, I don't know. So the Pharisees call him and they interrogate him. Now this healing occurred during the Sabbath. And the Pharisees had some bizarre idea that you could not do good on the Sabbath because it was considered to be work. Now, anybody with half a brain knows that is completely evil, but that was their way. And so they ask him, what do you say of him? And he said, he's a prophet. That's not incorrect, but it's not really completely correct. And that took a lot of courage to say, because it was clear that the Pharisees were wanting him to basically throw Jesus, shall we say, under the bus. But he didn't do it. He said, he's a prophet. So they bring the parents, and the parents, with the son present, absolutely embarrass themselves. Where they say, well, yeah, this is our son, but we don't really know. He's of age. You ask him, please don't ask us any more questions. We don't want to get thrown out of the synagogue. They sniveled and they groveled. But the blind man saw that, and that also taught him something. They call him again, and they talk to him, and they say, give God the praise. We know this man is a sinner. And then the blind man said something that must have enraged them, because I'm certain this was ironic. This was not the blind man questioning. This was the blind man saying, you idiots, he can't be a sinner, he healed me. So he says, whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, whereas I was blind, now I see. He's refusing to give in to their pressure, and there's a lot of pressure there, not only from the Pharisees, but from his parents, because his parents were afraid. So the Pharisees continue to question him, and the way they question him enlightens the blind man. And he realizes that if they're protesting so much against this thing, it must be a holy thing. So he says, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is. Speaking of them saying they didn't know where Jesus came from. And yet he hath opened my eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he heareth. Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Now he's being very explicit. And this was the nail in his coffin. He was going to be cast out, and he knew it. And so they did cast him out. And then the Lord found him, and he found the Lord. It's a gradual enlightenment process. It happened quickly. It probably happened in the course of an hour or two. But it really refers to our life, and that we must react to all situations with courage. When God gives you grace, you must react to this grace. Today will be great grace in the crowning of Kevin, Matthias, and Natalie. And it's up to them
to react to this grace, to live with courage in this grace, and to grow in this grace. Marriage is not like an Ozzy and Harriet TV show. Marriage is hard. If it's not hard, you're not trying hard enough. Because marriage is completely changing your will to be submitted to the will of another. That takes courage. It takes a lot of effort. There are days it's going to be very easy and days it's not going to be so easy. But if you live according to, with courage, then it's all going to be good. It's the same with all of us, for everything. You have to react to the grace that God gives you. Don't be afraid to be a Christian. Nowadays, supposed Christian denominations are running for the hills. They're just trying to be as politically correct as possible. They're like the parents of the blind man, so that they're not really Christian anymore because they have no courage. Don't you be like that. Don't you be afraid. Pursue the Lord with courage. And all the stuff that you do wrong, all your ignorant things, God will see your courage and he will reward you just as he did the blind man. He'll show the blind man that he's not just a prophet. He'll show the blind man that he's not just someone who healed his eyes. He'll show him that he is God indeed. And God will abide in your heart if you live that like that. That's the most important lesson, I think, from this Sunday of the blind man. Live with courage. I'll say one more thing. You can't live with courage unless you really pray and unless you really dedicate yourself to live in a Christian life. If Christianity is sort of part of your life, you're not going to do very well. You're not going to be courageous. There's going to be times when your courage is tested and you will be found wanting. But if you live where Christianity is your whole life, the whole purpose of your life is to fulfill God's purpose for you, then even though you're going to make a lot of dumb mistakes and have sins, some of them serious, God will always be with you and will bring you through all of them. So you can't have courage just by saying, I'll be okay. You can't have courage by living just a secular life. You have courage by praying, by reading the scriptures, by struggling to live according to them. And then when you're tested, and you're tested often, if you just have eyes to see, you'll see you're tested all the time. When you're tested, whether they're big tests or whether they're little tests, you'll be equal to those tests. May God help all of us to be courageous like the blind man was. God bless you.